Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Right now, let's head out to the fan hotline. It covers the Browns for Cleveland Browns on SI. Joins us rather frequently. It's Dylan Feltovich. Dylan, what's going on?
Not much, man. Just pretty excited for this next couple weeks here. Got the Buckeyes starting up this weekend, and then got the Browns also next weekend. So it's definitely what a time to be alive.
Yeah, we're definitely bordering on that. I mean, Dylan, I'll throw it to you. Texas coming up, Arch Manning, Julian saying, hey, how much faith do we have in Ohio State?
I have a good amount of faith. I think that it's going to be, at the bare minimum, a very competitive game and a good watch. So at least we have good expectations for that. But I mean, overall, it's going to be a bloodbath, to say the least, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, number one versus number two. I mean, listen, you don't get much better than that. We're going to be pretty excited about that one, obviously, coming up this weekend. But last weekend, back on Saturday, Dylan, we just saw the final preseason game for the Browns, Browns-Rams. We got to see the first team offense out there, but probably more importantly, Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur's obviously the more polarizing of the guys that had played out there, both based on how he played this week and just in general. What did you make out of his performance? 3-6, 14 yards, and took 5 sacks for like negative 41.
Don't you love when everyone just blows everything out of proportion and makes everything such a big deal when it doesn't have to be? I mean, at this point, it's frustrating to see what's happening just in general with the media at this point in the coverage with Shedeur Sanders, because at the end of the day, he's a fifth-round pick. We have to keep that in mind, and I don't necessarily care about the names or anything like that. It's just about the play and what happens on the field. And I think I didn't have that high of expectations for Shedeur Sanders this preseason. I didn't want to put any expectations on him. And you know what? A lot of the things that he was struggling with in the preseason was something that we all said that he was struggling with in college too. You know, there's a lot of cases where the pocket presence is just not there yet. And it's going to be just in general, you're going to have to develop him. He's a fifth rounder again, and that's going to be one of the things we're moving forward, just being able to avoid those, taking those big sacks like that 24-yarder that we saw, and then being able to find the open guys and getting through his progressions too. I think those are the big takeaways from that.
Dylan, we're gonna get back to Shedeur in a second, but we got breaking news coming down as the Browns have traded quarterback Kenny Pickett to the Las Vegas Raiders in return for a 2026 fifth-round pick. I'll throw it to you, your initial reaction.
Wow. Honestly, I'm not that shocked that it ended up happening, mainly just because of how well Dylan Gabriel has been playing in the preseason. I mean, when you have limited amount of time that Kenny Pickett had during the training camp and then also not playing in the preseason games, it's really hard to kind of grind out a spot there on the roster. And I think, again, when you see Gabriel play this past weekend, it was almost the nail in the coffin there for Pickett. So I'm not shocked at all that they ended up moving off of him. I was probably actually going to mention that at some point today, but yeah, that's not surprising there.
So Kenny Pickett now going to the Raiders, who obviously lost Aiden O'Connell to a wrist fracture that was going to keep him down 6 to 8 weeks. You mentioned a lot about Dylan Gabriel. I mean, this does have to scream absolute faith in a rookie quarterback to be a backup and sort of the next guy in line. Is that a mistake in your eyes, or do you feel like a rookie quarterback can handle those duties, can help a guy like Joe Flacco get ready, and ultimately, if his number was called on, would he be ready to do it?
No, I definitely don't think it's a mistake. You know, I'll be the first to admit it. I was wrong about Dylan Gabriel. I didn't necessarily think that it was the best look to draft him in the third round there, but he's clearly proving that he is very capable of being in the NFL for a very long time. The ability to get through his progressions quick and honestly just able to run Kevin Stefanski's offense very efficiently, I think that was his biggest calling card coming into the draft this past in April there. It was very good to see him be able to just command the offense, get the ball out quick where it needs to be. And I think the lot of experience that he had in college just it helped a ton. You know, there was apparently, I mean, Will Stein over at Oregon, the offensive coordinator, did a really good job of utilizing his wide receivers, putting them in motion, and really emphasizing the progression system there. And I think that definitely translated over to his professional career now, and it's really paying off for him.
Dylan Feltovich, Cleveland Browns on SI with us here on the Fan Hotline. Let's wrap back to Shedeur Sanders here, Dylan. I saw a lot of people online, you know, a big topic of conversation was obviously the final drive, Shedeur walking up and down the sideline, clearly frustrated, wanted to go back in. Obviously, they make the decision to go to Snoop Huntley just to go through and cut him the next day. Would you have liked to see Shedeur get that final drive, or had you sort of seen enough at that point?
It's so tough to be able to really, I mean, I try to put myself in Kevin Stefanski's shoes in that moment, and with everything that transpired throughout the third and fourth quarter with Shedeur in, I really didn't hate the idea of just letting him sit down, taking just a little bit off there. And it's a very high pressure situation, getting a veteran in there. And granted, obviously it's preseason, but at the same time too, you know, there, it is frustrating as an athlete when you're not succeeding. I've been there in my life, you know, it sucks, but at the same time too, just being able to get through that, keeping your composure and stuff, which I think to a degree Shedeur did. I don't think that he was, you know, too bad. I think the walking up, isn't that like a tradition that he used to do with his dad before every pregame? I could be wrong on that one.
I'm not entirely sure, but yeah.
Yeah, and so I really didn't think he didn't seem too frustrated. I think he handled it pretty well there. But, I mean, I think for the sake of just confidence and being able to make sure that he doesn't lose that at any point, I really don't hate Kevin Stefanski saying, hey, take this drive off for now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Is there a chance that Shedeur Sanders somewhere else would be having a better chance to succeed, even in just a development process in Cleveland, or do you feel like this is truly the right spot for him?
I think it really just depends on how he develops, because right now, I really don't think that he would be an NFL starter at most places, just because most of these teams will have these pro style offense where it requires you to go through these multiple progressions, and it has you making sure that you're staying within the pocket and creating from there. And, you know, to be honest, it really hasn't been much of that. I know in the first preseason game, he did show a good amount of that, which is very positive. But at the same time, too, you know, it's going to be tough to try to find a team there that would be able to kind of cater to that as well. But I think in terms of the development, I mean, it's perfect for Cleveland right now. You got Joe Flacco in there, who is a great mentor and a good veteran who has done well in Kevin Stefanski's offense in prior seasons. So, I mean, it's really a good spot when it comes down to it, because, again, you don't need to stick him out there anytime soon. I'm pretty sure that Flacco Gabriel is good for now. You can keep him in the back there and let him develop for another season and then go from there at that point.
Again, Dylan Feltovich with us here on the hotline. Hey, Dylan, we got to see the first team offense out there as well. Anything that you took away playing against the Rams, watching Joe Flacco in the first team out there, that you wouldn't have already assumed or made assumptions about prior to seeing them on the field?
No, I think that it was kind of how I expected it to be, and it really was like reminiscing about the 2023 season and how Flacco ran the system of Stefanski's. And it looked very clean and polished. I think that the one takeaway that I would say is the running back room still is a little bit shaky, in my opinion. But overall, I mean, in terms of the passing game, I thought it looked great with Flacco. You're just going to probably have to get another back in there at some point to try to really solidify that room.
Hey, so let's talk running backs then for a second, Dylan. Obviously, the situation with Quinshon Judkins is up in the air. We have no clue what's happening there. Still has not signed his contract. Legal troubles, at least, you know, by the eyes of the law, are set aside at this point. The NFL is still doing their own investigation, but it leaves you with guys like Jerome Ford, Dylan Sampson, Pierre Strong. It feels to me like the Browns went out there and asked Quinshon to do one thing, and that was the thing that they drafted him to do, be your north-south downhill runner, and then didn't really think about the fact of what if Quinshon isn't here, if he gets injured or goes through something like this. It didn't really feel like there was something else. Is that what they're in need of right now? Is that what the search should be?
Oh, 100%. I think that with the current state of the running back room and how it is right now, you nailed it on the head. There's a lot of guys that will work well in east to west in those types of plays, but you don't have that true thumper back where, you know, it's third and four and you don't want to pass it. You just want to run it up the gut. You got a light box. You don't have that right now. And, you know, it's going to be a huge factor for the Browns moving forward this year, because to be quite honest with you, I mean, the run game last year was rough, and you're going to basically be running it back with the same group, except for now Dylan Sampson's in the mix. But again, he's not that bruiser back that you want there. And I think it's a huge deal, but there's luckily a good amount of running backs that A, just got cut, or B, are on the free agent market there that were already there. So I you could probably go out there and find someone. I know one name that I've been seeing pop up around recently, and he just got cut today by the Broncos, is Audric Estime, really good running back out of Notre Dame. He was in last year's draft class, 2024. You got to add some more depth to it until Quinshon comes back, because, you know, it makes it so much easier to be able to have success on offense when you have a stable run game.
Wide receiver room, also a big topic of discussion, and I guess this changes. I don't know, Dylan, if you've done your 53, your initial 53 on what you think it's going to look like, but we're looking at a wide receiver room right now. We got reports about an hour ago from Jordan Schultz saying the Browns expected not to keep and go through and release wide receiver and returner DeAndre Carter. Now knowing that there's only three quarterbacks, how do you think that the wide receiver room ultimately pans out? If it's not going to be Carter, you feel like you have your four staples in Tillman, Judy, Bond, and Jamari Thrash. Do they keep five? Do they keep six? And who are the guys that you would see them keeping?
Well, I just saw one of your coworkers and also one of my coworkers at Browns on SI just mentioned a name that could potentially be in the mix. Spencer did, and it was Gage. I think that he could definitely make a case for himself to be there. It's hard to be able to judge all those different players in the second and third teams, just because obviously you're going up against those backups as well too. But from the film that I've seen so far with him, I mean, he's looked terrific. I think that especially in the special teams too, just being able to have another additional guy there is huge for him. But I definitely think that he's one guy that could potentially be able to go there. And then, it just gets tough, though, because wide receivers are just overall, you can't just pick them off the tree. Like, it's not easy to find them, you know? And you got to be able to work what you had. And you didn't do too much in the draft. I know you did Harold Fanny in the third round with the tight end, and he's looked good as well, too. But you know, Bond, he just came into the system. It's still definitely shaky now, and I'm interested to see how it all turns out in the end. But right now, I think you basically have your core four at least, and then you kind of have those lingering guys there as well.
Would you keep Deontay Johnson, or would you cut him?
I say let him play for a couple weeks, just because, I mean, look, I personally, I know it sounds bad to say this because he used to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, but he was very good at one point, and I think a lot of people, you know, forget about that. And it's just, I don't know if I'm holding on to that past self, but I feel like maybe there's a chance. I would see if there's maybe a potential runway of 1 or 2 weeks that you could potentially get out of him. But I mean, at this point, it's not looking too hot for him.
Dylan, as always, we appreciate you setting aside the time. I guess we're going to be looking into Kenny Pickett now on the Raiders and three quarterbacks in the room. Plenty to look forward to at the season and plenty to talk about. We look forward to doing it with you in the future.
Thanks, Jake.
Yep, Dylan Feltovich, Cleveland Browns on SI, joining us there on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to what Dylan had to say, and Kenny Pickett traded for a fifth-round pick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.